This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The main event in Washington, D.C. today was a hearing by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Syria, of course, and what the United States ought to do there. Iran and North Korea have been accused of lending Syria a helping hand with its chemical weapons program that the U.S. says the Syrian government has used. But back in the early days, the 70s and the 80s, Damascus is believed to have gotten help from Western businesses, in particular from European chemical companies. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Intelligence sources say that chemical companies in France, Germany, Switzerland and the Netherlands got Syria started with chemical weapons. They supplied the country with the equipment and raw materials required. But this may not be as malevolent as it sounds. Many of those materials have innocent as well as sinister uses, says John Pike of the U.S. Defense Information Group, Global Security.
The ingredients that go into chemical weapons are the sort of ingredients that are routinely traded internationally. Nerve gas, for instance, it's basically bug spray that you use on people rather than bugs.
Outlawing these chemicals, called precursors, is out of the question, says British chemical warfare expert Richard Guthrie. Take thiodiglycol, a compound which provides the fastest route to making mustard gas. You could hardly ban it. It's a key ingredient for the dye industry.
Nobody could have normal blue jeans, because the dye stuff in your denim jeans comes from thiodiglycol.
The Chemical Weapons Convention came into force 15 years ago, and it's made the international trade in chemicals much more tightly regulated. Only 7 countries, including North Korea, Egypt and Syria, haven't signed up to it. The signatories must now exercise extreme care in selling many compounds. There's a strict inspection process. John Pike claims that replenishing a chemical arsenal is far from easy now.
I think it would be very difficult for Syria to acquire some of these precursors today compared to the relative ease they would have had before the Chemical Weapons Convention regime.
And these weapons are organic. They decay and lose their potency, sometimes quite fast, says Carl Dewey of Jane's Defense magazine.
The shelf life of precursors made to a good standard is about 5 years. When it's mixed to combined sarin, estimates go from a few weeks up to 2-3 years.
Syria's gruesome arsenal will, over time, turn into hazardous waste, but it will remain lethal for many years. Weapons experts say one of the world's first priorities, if the Assad regime falls, will be to fund the destruction of its chemical stockpile. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.